KNX News Time, 8:43.
Well, you know the story. We've been talking about it all morning. The city of San Bernardino is declaring bankruptcy because of its fiscal problems. Patrick Morris is the mayor, joining us now live. Mr. Mayor, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, in sort of the context of all of this, your city attorney, James Penman, says that the city budget officials have falsified documents presented to you, the mayor, over the last 6 years, you've been there, and the council for 13 of the last 16 years, and that that has masked the deficit spending issues that you have been facing. That is a very serious allegation.
Oh, it is.
And do you have any reason to believe in your 6 years as mayor that there may be some veracity in this?
I have no knowledge about that. You'll have to check with Mr. Penman. He pronounced that last night at the council meeting, and he is the source of that. Whatever knowledge he has is possessed by him, shared last night with the Mayor and Common Council.
Sure, but it would certainly be something you'd want to look into.
Well, you bet, and I fully intend to. But with regard to information that it confirms that, you'll have to talk to Mr. Penman.
Sure, and I understand that, and we'll certainly do that. We have phone calls out to him. But the truth would be, if you weren't getting the right information and your council members weren't getting the right information, that would have squirreled the whole deal for San Bernardino.
Well, that's obviously an item of great concern. We were well aware during my administration about the fragility of our situation financially, particularly post the economic meltdown of our nation's economy. That unmasks for us just how narrow our band of survivorship was financially. It's been a very, very difficult maneuvering to stay afloat, and we've hit basically a perfect storm with the economic recession, with the meltdown of our nation's economy, the massive loss of both sales and property tax, which is essentially the foundation stones for city services, with those losses, with remarkably generous labor contracts and MOUs and side letters, with particularly with our
sure.
police and fire folks, then hit this last year by the dissolution of redevelopment by the governor and the legislature, which was backfilling resources for our general fund. That, in a sense, was the coup de grace.
What I hear you saying is that the life's been sucked out of San Bernardino.
Well, no, it's not been sucked
out of the financial, the financial life,
I was
maybe.
Say, let's narrow that band. It is a financial problem of major dimension, because we are at the point of, as was pointed out by the city manager last night, of not being able to make payroll. And when you can't make payroll, you are in trouble.
Yeah.
So to seek the court's protection was the council's decision last night, so we could reorganize our city's financial affairs, deliver essential services to our constituents, but hold on other obligations, and with the reorganization put us on a firm
sure.
financial foundation for the future.
All right, Mayor, on that, we have to go, but we'll be watching closely. Appreciate your time this morning.
You bet. Thanks.
The Patrick Morris, there, Mayor of San Bernardino, and so many issues now involved in this particular story that we'll be tracking down for you today.